Yeshkoch, good morning all. So we were speaking about some of the halachos and some of the customs that we have at the beginning of the month of Elul, and so we continue with other customs of the month of Elul, and that is that there is such an idea that people are careful to maybe check their tefillin and their mezuzos during the time of Elul, and so you'll say it doesn't make any sense. Many of us might be familiar with this idea that we only check our mezuzos and our tefillin, meaning the inside, the cloth that's inside, we only check it once or twice every 7 years, so who said that we have to check it every single year? And so the answer is that twofold. Number one, it could be that you only do check it once or twice every 7 years, and you specifically do that during the month of Elul, or it could just be that those who are perhaps a little bit more pious and people who are very, very careful might actually check their tefillin and their mezuzos once every single year, and that is during the month of Elul. So there is such a custom to do that. There is also, of course, the custom that will begin this week that will take us until the beginning of the high holiday season, and that is to have a haftorah that we read that is about comfort. It's called the Shiva de Nechemta, that every single one of the next 7 weeks we'll be involved in trying to comfort ourselves over the tremendous loss that we experienced this past week of commemorating the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. So every single Shabbos morning we'll read this haftorah that will bring us some level of comfort. It's kind of amazing to just think about the fact that we have the 3 weeks in which we involve ourselves in mourning, and we need 7 weeks just to comfort ourselves as a result of that. And then, of course, we know that we begin Slichos in just really a few weeks, not too far away from today. And Slichos begin specifically the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. However, if Rosh Hashanah does fall on like a Monday or a Tuesday, we want to make sure that we are getting some kind of significant amount of Slichos in beforehand. So we then begin the Sunday beforehand. And there's a whole dispute as to when exactly a person should be saying Slichos, at night, during the day. And so it would seem that many of the custom in our shul included, that we say Slichos in the morning. But the question is, many people sort of have a routine in which they're used to getting themselves ready for a regular davening every single morning. So what do I have to do beforehand, before I go ahead and begin Slichos, since it comes before davening? And so the answer is really twofold. One, just like every single morning we're supposed to wash our hands, you should make sure you wash your hands before you say Slichos. And number two, you should make sure to say the Birchas HaTorah, because there are various verses and the like that we do say during Slichos, and although there are those who do say that it's part of a prayer, so you shouldn't have to make a Birchas HaTorah, nonetheless, it's ideal to make the Birchas HaTorah before Slichos begins. And then there are those who have an additional custom that after Slichos, then you wash your hands a second time, perhaps because we all are going to be waking up and be a little exhausted, and who knows if our hands perhaps touch something, we scratch something, whatever, when we shouldn't have during Slichos. So to prepare ourselves again for davening right after Slichos, some of the custom to wash their hands once again. We will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.